This planet is going to survive for an unimaginably long time into the future. The future of the planet is, we could say, and I certainly would say, for all practical purposes, guaranteed. It was here an awful long time before humans, it was here an awful lot time before jellyfish got here, an awful long time before amoebas got here. It was around before human and animal civilization and grass and trees and vegetation. All of those things came relatively recently, is my understanding. I'm Paul O'Mahony, and I'd like to welcome you to the future of planet Earth. This morning I met Shirley Gallagher, one of the few people that I know anyway well who's doing something to try to ensure that the planet Earth will survive and that human, animal and vegetable civilizations will survive. When I told Shirley what I was doing, she said to me, "Why on earth have you chosen to do this now?" And this is what happened next. Why now? The main reason why now is to do with the fact that I changed my point of view. I used to think that it was a good thing for a whole lot of individuals to do their bit. In other words, it was good for me to sort my waste. It was good for me to cut down on the amount of plastic, etc. I used to think that was a good thing to do. I used to think that that was a much better thing for people to do than spend their time putting pressure on governments to do things. Because they had control over the things that they could do, and they had no control over what governments do. I now think that the main reason why it is a good thing for individuals to do things is that it's good for their own mental health, and it helps them to feel that they're doing the right thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, I think it's ineffective, too late, for the most part, a complete waste of time. I think the situation has got so serious that only substantial pressure on governments to change laws has any chance at all of enabling humanity to survive in the longer run. I think it's too late. I think it's too late for individual action. I think the only thing that can happen is some huge actions by government to do things that are frankly totally unacceptable at present and which will lose them votes. So the only thing to do is to compel them to do it. Like, for example, a thing that would make a big difference would be to ban all airlines, ban all flights to anywhere in the world by anyone, under any circumstances.
That's 2% of climate carbon.
Well, pardon?
That's 2%.
Okay, but I'm saying that but I'm talking about something as radical as that. If you could stop all airline flights in the morning, you would only affect 2%. Consequently, waste of energy putting it in 2%. I want to affect something that is 10%. And there was I thinking that banning all aeroplanes would make a big difference.